Oh my God. When was there music? Wait, does the music start whenever I press? Wait, hold on. Oh no, the music's gone. Damn, I really wanted the music to come back on. The beats are so good. I was like, "Oh, cool, I got some background music," but I guess not. Oh, there was whole music. It was like, oh no, actually, no, I forgot. Oh my God. Yeah, I tried to mute it again, but it stopped. Damn, okay, it's not doing it. Damn, okay. Feel awkward silence is the sound of Space's background music. Hosts are in charge of music, co-hosts can't change the setting. Then do it. Play it. Is it playing? Is it not playing? What's this? Oh, there's a soundboard. Oh my god! Wow! Twitter space! What was this? Holy shit! Twitter space is like, it's going! Oh my god! Wait, what's this? Voice transformer? Oh wait, whoa, wait, hold up! What? Oh my god! Wait, is it? How do I? Oh, am I using it? Am I doing it? Oh, this is wild. Twitter space is wild. I'm sorry. It's real crackly though. Oh my god, these are not really great. The quality of these are not very great.
Okay, what's this? There's sunglasses for a voice transformer. What's this? Oh my god! I'm sorry. Oh, wait, the mic is speaking. Oh, whoopsie. How do I like adjust my mic? Oh my god, there's not much control in here. Yeah, real voice. Oh my god, I'm getting doxxed. Getting doxxed. What's this? Last guess? What's this? Oh, I can like. Oh my god, I can give myself an emote. Oh my god, this is crazy. is crazy. Oh my god. It feels so lonely without background music on, though. How do I even do this? Oh my god, it's so loud. Stop. Oh my god. Wait, what's this? Is this a fart? It it's crazy. Holy shit. What kind of pitch is it? Oh my god. So I didn't fart. I didn't fart. You guys farted. Oh my god. What's this? There's a chicken. Oh my god, it's so loud. This is not a very comfy Twitter space at all. Is this a scream? Wait, is this a bomb? That sounds more like a fart. That doesn't sound like a bomb. That's a very farty bomb. That doesn't sound very. It's not. Yeah. Bro, it has to be you, true. Ah! Ow! Oh my god, I'm hurting myself. Oh my god, I should like. close everything. I should. Wait, but then, like, wait, is my internet back? Is my internet back? No, but then chat's still gone. Never mind, never mind. My internet is back. Yeah, space, I submitted now. Can you back up here? Dum 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 dum. Oh, man. She's wild. Man, I wanted to like show you guys like the sounds, the music of the Lovebird. It's kind of cute. It's like do 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 do. Any other effects? Yeah, let me see. Let's see. There's a thumbs down. Oh, okay. Thumbs up. There's clapping. That doesn't sound like clapping. That doesn't really sound like clapping at all. It just sounds like, I don't know, rustling or something. Let's see. There's like a what is this? Thundercloud. Oh my god, it's so loud. Whoa, holy shit, it's so long. It's so long and so loud. It sounds like beans. It sounds like, you know, when you have like beans on those like on a rigid edge board, and then it's kind of like, and it goes, yeah, that one's like so loud. Yeah, why are all these sound effects so freaking loud? It doesn't sound like thunderclouds at all. Excuse me. Yes, written beans. Oh, orange stick. Yeah, man. Oh, man. Yeah, like that. It sounds like a rain stick. It doesn't sound like rain. Oh, man. Man, you know what sucks, though? Like, I just finished recording something like right in time for stream, and I got everything done, only for my internet to fuck me over and for all my shit to not be uploaded. Ripperitis. Yeah, the sound movie has a boost sound effect. Oh man. Man, my throat is kind of like, it's kind of like a bit tired today though. I get like, oh my god. Cause I like, okay, so yesterday, right? I had, a singing lesson. And then like, and then after the zatsu, which is like, what, 6 hours or something? And then like, and I was recording something for like 10 hours after that. And I was like, oh no, I cannot continue. This is like it's not working. So that I went to sleep because like yeah, there's no point to continue. And then I go back on, and I was and then and then like and I was like, okay, I got this. I got like an hour before stream. It's time to finish recording it, and I finished it like right in time, right on time. Like I think 10 minutes before the stream. 10 minutes before the stream. I thought I tried to upload everything, and then I went on. Only for nothing to upload and the stream to not work. Yeah, sure. I can like lay down while talking. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. It was a really long recording session. Cause I was like thank goodness we did like the energy drink thing yesterday. Cause I was like, okay, I'm gonna be drinking a whole bunch of this. That might be bullshit. Yeah. Wait, is that a voice filter? It is your real voice, you're gonna need those lessons anyway, you mean? Yeah. Anyway, it is telling me to sleep. So my voice sounds a bit tired. That's why. Yeah. Almost been an hour recording. 10 hours? Yeah, 10 hours. Oh, yeah, this song drink hit hard, man. Yeah. Juice. Wait. Wait, the voice filter is still on?
Oh, it's still on. Okay. Oh, wait, is it back to normal now? Was it? There's a voice. I didn't know that you gotta like swap it back over to like the normal one. Du-du-du. Yeah. I said the first time I used the voice for a long time, so I thought it was on purpose. No, I'm a Twitter space noob. Can take voice acting class and make a radio telenova in Twitter space. Oh my god, that'll be something. That is like innovative. Yeah, kinda how I do it. I am doing all right. I am surviving. I was like, do I sound that different on Twitter space? Why y'all? Why are you commenting like that on my voice? It's like, do I sound that tired? Yeah. But Joanne, got the wrist, but she doesn't have the space. Yeah. I don't have the space. Oh, man. Okay, so it's slightly different. Okay. Now, I really wonder how I would sound like, within this Twitter space realm and stuff. Kinda curious how different mediums change me. Cause like I used to have like okay, so I used to have like a really shitty headset. I think I told you guys about this before, but in case like, you know, I don't know, it was like a pretty one off thing. Like there was like one time when I had like a head when I had like a headphone mic and stuff, and then when I did a recording with it, and I thought that I sound like a little boy, you know? I thought I was like a little femboy, and I was like, oh my god, pog. And then I changed my whole aesthetic to being around there, but like the quality is really bad, so then I got like a better mic. And then like when I got a better mic, I was like, wait, I sound a bit more feminine. Oh my god, is it the mic change? And then like, yeah, and then like, I just like swap it around and stuff and everything. And like I feel like the more I better up my mic, the more I sound less like a femboy. So I don't know. I feel like I want to return back to those times. Imagine cheapest headset stream with the OBS watermark 360p and everything. Yeah. The platform to tell you sound broadcast to Twitter sounds like you gained 200 pounds. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Like on TV, how like you would gain like TV ads 15 pounds or something. Now, is it a little femboy? I don't know. I want to say stop. Can you do a femboy voice? I need to bring up my headset. I don't think I can do it on Twitter space, though. Yeah, I sound like a fan. I was like, oh, pause. Yeah. I know. Man, imagine that though. I had the voice of a femboy. I, man, If I was that, I would have gotten a million subs by now. I'd be like, oh my God, look at that. And it's like, oh my God, a femboy VTuber. Bam, 1 million views. Yeah, Xbox Direct, not like a femboy. Yeah. No, I was a girl, Retail Boy, Retail Girl. Yeah. Oh, man. Well. Oh. I drink like. I think I drink all my warhead. Wait, no, never mind. Never mind. I still have my blue raspberry warhead. Imagine a scandal. We found out you were actually female. I know, right? Oh, there's actually something like that. Like a. Oh, is it? Wasn't there like an article about like a I think it's like a Chinese female. No, there was like a Chinese streamer who was like, selling herself as like a femboy or something like that, and that's like their whole thing. Or and then like, but then they got found out that they were actually female, and then they got canceled. I don't know if it's the real news or not though. Yeah. She was like, yeah, was it real? Was that real? Remember hearing them like, yeah. We did the warheads together? Yeah, I would. I would. It tastes pretty nice. But it's like a lot of sugar, so I don't know. Yeah. You've been catfished by femboys 16 out of 420, but you find out he's actually worse. Now blackmailing you. I imagine that's like you got caught. Oh, was it Japanese? No, it wasn't a VTuber. It was like a an actual person, human. Was it a VTuber that got caught? I feel like it's pretty normal though. Like whatever your gender is to play whatever VTuber character you want. Yeah, the reverse Bobby Niku, yeah. There was like a VTuber that was like it was like I think it was like a old man VTuber. Wait, or is it an old man VTuber? Or was it like something else? I remember there was like an old man playing something. It's pretty interesting. Oh, you can find them again. The case of the fraudulent femboy. I mean, I said the sugar too. True. Tamari Mari? I don't think it's them. There was no women in the internet. They're all guys. There's no femboy in it. Yeah, they're all females. Exactly. It's like it doesn't exist. The real ones don't exist. Where was he? Clever, something like that? Was he playing Bingo? Maybe. I don't know. It's like a long time ago. It was like in the infancies of everything. Yeah, the old man VTuber. There was also like, what was it? There was also a gun VTuber that was like really interesting. Cause like they did so many gun puns and everything, and it was great. I was like, damn, I wish I was that intelligent and that witty. What is it? I think younger male, yeah, adult females did too. Women having actually higher vocal ranges. Yeah. It's always so like rare to have like an actual male voice acting younger male character. But then again, there is like in Japan though. Like, what is it? I forgot. Like the voice actor for Venti in Japan is I think the only male. And the other ones are female. Yeah, the gun VTuber. Yeah. Oh my God. They came. How many times did they came up with like gun pun? I feel like if I was in their headspace, I would like hang out with friends and then be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna make and we started joking around and be like, making a whole bunch of puns, and then be like, oh, you know what? You would be so funny if we make a VTuber out of this, and then we make it. Yeah. It's that one dude that can voice an Onesa? Oh, for real, for real. Yeah, I know, right? Gotta harvest those vocal cords. Yeah, he's shooting his shot for real. Yeah. Oh my God. Man, if I had like more time, I would love to come up with a whole bunch of different puns. I should have added more puns in my debut. Yeah. Yeah, let me find I say you. Oh yeah. Man, they're so rare. I think my goal is it. Yeah, never mind, I forgot. I feel like a sperm VTuber exists already. I feel like it would. I feel like it would. Aoi Shota is the name of the seiyuu. Man, that's so fitting. That is so fitting. Yeah. I think I say for Irem-kun was a young sounding male, which is weird because that character crosses a lot. Oh, interesting. Yeah, because I feel like there was I don't know, for some reason Japan got a lot of like actually Shota sounding males, and it's like, oh my god. Ow! Oh my god, my elbow slipped. And it's like, oh my god, like what's in the waters? How do y'all do that? Cause there was like a VTuber that's actually male too, that also sounded like very like he sounded just like his character. Yeah, if I just burn VTuber. Oh, there's so many slime tubers. There's so many slime VTubers, man. There are so many. You could easily find a whole bunch of them. That's like a the browser level of fitting. Yeah, exactly. Deep Futuro, who is sperm team Seaman stains. And Emerald Ruby. QQ Bear is more good. I agree. I agree. Oh my god. Man. Naizumo Hutu doesn't count as slime. No! A couple slime VTubers? I mean, like, Virion Kise was a slime VTuber. Remember? Like, I think he's like. Yeah! Like, his whole thing is that he's actually the slime on the head. The body is the corpse that he found. But now it's gone. It's gone. Yeah. Any Burby tubers? Oh, there's so many! There is so many Burby tubers! There's even a legitimate bird VTuber too! What is it? Because there was like a little cute little parrot one when I was like researching on like rigging and stuff a long time ago. There was like one person did like some amazing rigs, and then they did a little of like a cute little parrot. Hey, slime VTubers combined to one ultimate slime. Maybe they try hard enough. Yeah, there's even a bee. Wait. Who's the bird? I forgot. Wait, I kind of forgot who's in prison now. My brain is just like gone. Yeah, it's a little parakeet. Yeah, mango. Yeah, book one time stand on that street where we brainstorms love girl V2 kills and everything. Oh yeah, Pina! Oh, I forgot penguins are birds. I forgot penguins are birds for a bit there. My bird. All right, okay, I didn't very much, okay? Yeah. Cheers for the bird. Did she have to promise not to eat it? Oh, that's really cute. Yeah, Mume is an owl. Kiara is a phoenix. There's so many birds. Penguins are fake blue. I care about Peter, but you didn't forget about penguins over. Yeah, because I was like, I don't know, for some reason, because penguins don't fly or chickens don't fly, it didn't register to me that they're birds. Yeah, right now it's a peacock. Oh yeah, Louie is a hawk. Coco is an owl. Yeah, there's so many birds. There's so many birds. Yeah. Flamingo VTuber. No, there's a flamingo VTuber. Is that a single super? Is it that? Toll VTuber be interesting. I mean, that's like a frog VTuber. Just carrot. Like, I feel like. Like VTubers are like Rule 34, you know? If it exists, most likely there's a VTuber of it. You just gotta dig deeper. Yeah, Cocuy is a frog too, named after a native Puerto Rican frog. Oh. A lot of those are just bird theming, not actual bird lore wise anyways. I mean, some are actual birds, like mango. Silly birds, not many wings to spread. Damn. Yeah. I remember it was like a, what was it, a Chad VTuber, where like his chin was like absolutely huge. Like it's fucking massive. It just like meow, like it's really cool because like the rigging, like when he like face toward the camera, it like intensely go close to the camera and there's like a shadow and everything. And it's like, oh my god, yeah, the GigaTuber. I hope there is an animatronic VTuber there. FNAF fan base would love them all. I feel like there would be. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, Giga Chat VTuber, sounds base, right? I think it got canceled or something. Yeah, the curves and chin, if you know, yeah, boy. Soulmate made a live to do Markiplier. I feel like they would. I feel like someone probably did. There's bound to be someone. Yeah, you know. Man, well, I'm doing this. I might as well like work on the assets. Cause to be honest, I didn't finish making the assets. I didn't think that recording would have taken me like so long to do. So then I didn't like got a chance to have enough time to finish the assets. Oh. Yeah, thank you, Markiplier, for Lord Farquaad. Did you make it to your meeting? The meeting got canceled, and stuff. So it's gonna happen today instead, since like since we both got really busy. If it exists, it's a VTuber of it. Exactly. It's like Rule 69. If it exists, it's a VTuber of it. Ogre VTuber? Oh, definitely. There's definitely an Ogre VTuber. Most definitely. And it just isn't the same Volker from Malfoy. I know, right? It really isn't. Look at me. Yeah. That's too sugar. Always missing out on your meeting. Now for cause to hit the figure, second B was infinitely entertaining. Wait, was it? Is this only my second time? Because I feel like I did it multiple times. That restaurant was for naught. But it's fine, because then there ended up being like an emergency recording that I gotta do. So so either way, I should have ended the stream more sooner. Giga Chad, have you ever heard of Gym or Jail? It's a game where you meet the. Really? I never heard about that before. Wait, Gym or Jail? Do you see an Ogre VTuber? Yeah, there's definitely Ogre. You think Ogre there's an Oni? Yeah, there's like both Ogre and Oni. It's definitely them. How long are our meetings? It depends though. It depends on like which one they are because some of these are like work meetings. And definitely already an orc male. Like, yeah, there's a goblin. Yeah, there's a goblin female VTuber. I remember that one. She was really cute. It's also like a what was it? A gorilla VTuber too. Yeah. Yeah. Sentient talking toy VTuber. Where I feel like it probably exists somewhere. It probably do. Just gotta like look forward. It's a only VTuber that was yeah. That was way before Ogre or VTubers for sure. Yeah. I like try out the bird game. It seems so cute. Internet, why do you fail me? So close it. Might as well close it. I'm here properly now. Hello, Mochi. How's your internet doing now? Let me see. Let's do a speed test. I know I could spread my wings. That little bit was great. It was not just an orc, he was a salaryman orc. Oh, really? He goes to work in a suit, tie glasses, pocket protector. Man, I love it. I love it. Yeah, mundane fantasy. Man, that's like, it's such a clever thing to do. Yeah, where's the mystery stream? Oh, yeah! Oh, I forgot! I got carried away with the recording that I didn't have enough time to tweet. I almost forgot. Would it be weird to like tweet it now? Oh my god. Why's my man's all pretty scuff? Do I have to call them? Do I have to call them? I'm recording. Okay. It managed to upload. It took a long while though. It's not weird. It's like in the middle of a Twitter space. They're like, oh yeah, thank you for coming for to yesterday's stream. Oh. Yeah. Okay, let me like here. I'll send a thank you tweet. Yeah, listening, elves and dwarves, orcs doing paperwork, eating lunch, doing. I know, right? Me too. I love that. Why did it take 10 hours? Because oh my god, because it do, man. Because there's a lot of re-recording over and over and over again. It's going to be really scuffed. I can guarantee that. It's going to be extremely scuffed. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to turn out well or not at all. Because, I kind of, record it when my voice is already tired. So. And it was, and I was trying to make, as many takes as I could. I know, Prism game. I don't think I would spend 10 hours on recording vocals for a Prism game. Yeah, better late than never. That's true. Let's see. Did do, do do. Can we just stay for the scum? It's okay. Thank you. Oh, whoa. Okay, wait, let me send in a thank you tweet. At least I can text and message this way. Whoa. Let's see. Belated thank you to everyone who came to the stream yesterday. And a huge shout out to that. Let's see, I think Iku was first. Iku, Hoshi, Puri, Sawa, Nagare, and Nanamona. For the race. Yeah, you come for the fluff, but you stay for the scuff. Yeah. With all the sound effects you were making fart noises of your mouth. Yo, it's not me. Yeah, we beat the PPP game here. The original game. Oh yeah, I really wanna try out the croissant. Passed out during last night's stream. It's okay, Johnny and Robert. I was streaming for a really long time, so I can't blame you, man. Yeah, title, Twitter bird, your love bird, Twitter space, in the red, did you spec see single verbs in your Twitter space? Oh. Croissant. We had only cans. Will we ever have only burbs? Man, I hope so. I hope so. I would love to see sexy burbs in my area. Yeah. Ah! Bra. Okay, there we go. Yeah, check them out. They are all very lovely people. I want you very much. Dora to. Super belated. Tweet. Does Coachella base all over your shore? I don't think so. Is it? I haven't got a chance to try it either. I haven't got a chance to try out the croissant. Excuse me. I haven't got a chance to try out any of the I haven't got a chance to try out any of the new add-ons yet. I kept on getting like busy before I could. Glad Twitter is back to being a bird instead of a doge. Oh yeah! I saw that, a little bit of a doge. Wait, what was that? I was like, it's just like a little quirky Twitter thing. Why was it a doge for a bit? That's the only person question thing I could think of. Oh, only announced for all the non-mall personalities. Try the first one. Yeah. I think I saw Iku Senpa using the first one. Oh, it was a late April Fool's prank. Ah, yeah, there's no more doge. None of that. Ripperinis. Ba, ba, ba. It was old Muskie trying to bring back memes from 10 years ago. Chair Taskaru. Oh, wait, you guys hear that? Okay, I was like fiddling around with my headphones. Cause I'm like, oh, everything is tangled. Oh wait, is the mic on? Oh, the mic on the other side. Wait, hold up. Hold up. Okay, maybe this is like better. Blah, 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 blah. Spoiler, not only non-subscription is filled exclusively with completely mundane non-sexual photos of things like progress DIY work and various family recipes. Yeah. Oh, it's a tweeted. Oh, the chair creak? Ah. Well, doesn't Eli own like a big part of Dogecoin? Does it? Does he? You know, fake Twitter follow at Doge as an icon for a week. You know, priorities are right, man. Gotta get them priorities. Oh my god. How much of the assets did I finish? This one's done. This one's not done. This one's also not done. These are not done. That one also is not done. Ooh. Check out the replies in the stream and tweet. Okay. Let's see. Oi! Oi! Mochi, you bitch! Yeah! Oh, shit! I demand you take that down, assistant! Yeah! You bitch! Dogecoin are not turning into Kunkar. Does the sound alert still work? Yeah, the sound alert should still work. Yeah. Do you guys want to hear the sound alerts? You guys can have... Oh, there's a toilet. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's like very loud. Why is there a cow? Oh my god. It's so loud too. There's like a little crazy face. Oh my god. Whoa, what's that? Wait, what's this? I wouldn't expect that from these emotes. There's a magic wand. Oh my god. There's stonks. Oh, not very stonks. Yeah, nice camera ears, I'm sorry. We're gonna take it down. Ah, you bitch. Let's get the FM, I'm sorry. You totally cut okay. Does that have a Wilhelm scream? I have no idea. It has like so many different emotes. Yeah, the Twitter needs to work up their sound mixing. I don't get why it's like so loud. This is the weirdest ASMR show I've ever been to. Yeah, it's like little you guys know this is actually an ASMR stream. like, where these are at. I might as well, like, work on stuff while. Okay, okay, there we go. Oh my god. Things are dropping. Oh my god. Oh shit. Oh, okay. Okay, everything's good. Is it more fleshy? It's like it's a Twitter space, but all I'm spamming is like the toilet flushing sound effects. And it's real with new Oasis stream. Man. Oh my god. I think I have that habit from watching Donkey? And stuff. The oh my god. Yeah. Oh, luckily I don't cartoon character fear you. That's good. It's like getting on to me. Yeah, no. Like the what is it? That one YouTuber. Like the one that he plays games. Yeah, like I think video game donkey. Video game donkey? And then, like he would go like, oh my god. A lot. Yeah. Yeah, the hell yeah. Yeah, Donkey Kong Phil. I haven't like watched his content in like so long. Kicking no power, now I guess just scared she makes those big Simpsons character or something for real. Yeah. Just wanna play some Knock 2, baby. Yeah. I was still love his like I think one of my favorite videos of his was like the Lisa one. Yeah, I forgot what other ones that I like. But it's so long since I watch it. Du-du-du. Ugh. Good thing I don't need to like work too hard on these hand assets. I guess maybe he has some dumb takes sometimes. Oh, I don't know about his takes at all. They be a cake. Do you watch any Willy Blend videos? I haven't. I only watched a few of his videos a long time ago. Game Dredge seems up your alley. What's Dredge about? What are you doing? That's my gasoline bucket and the water bucket is over there. Oh my god, yeah! Oh yeah, man. It made sense to play Lisa, but I heard it's like a really sad game. Yeah, what are you doing? The gasoline bucket, the water bucket's over there. It's like, oh, rip touch, burn the orphan. Yeah, but I thought you say these nuts. I mean, I could. Was it my ducky didn't like Death Stranding? I haven't really played or seen Death Stranding. Gunplays of it. Savio. No opinions on it thus far. Can you imagine this up your alley? No. No. Judges of Fishing Simulated Lovecrafting Psychological Horror Game with Painted Water Art Style. Oh, that sounds really interesting. I definitely will watch a gameplay of it and not play it. I would definitely want to watch a gameplay of it and not play it. Let me see, Dredge. Wait, it seems. Oh wait, I think I have seen this one. Oh wait, yeah, I have seen this game before. Oh, it was on like my wish list. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it was on my wish list. I did have it because like the art style and everything, it seems really interesting. Play. Made for Spooptober. Yeah, I saw how I play. What was that one game? It wasn't even that much, and I still got scared. Yeah. Goku is more cool and smart people. Death Stranding. Let me try to see. Man, I always like don't remember the names of things. Death Stranding. Oh, wait. Have I seen gameplays of this? I don't know. Possibly? Maybe not. Oh, I haven't. I think. Didn't you? Oh yeah, the demonologist. I can't saw that. I saw like their little crafting, but I haven't like watched the watch it yet or see how the game is like. I haven't been able to like watch much VTuber content in general. I'm on the Steam page and it doesn't look too scary. Yeah, but it's like, you know. Yeah, much spooky than scary, but I'm still a pussy though. I got freaked over possible jump scares. Look over your powers. Sure. I don't trust you guys. Many didn't play through you while preview the top of my head. I think Manny Badass Hero too. I'm pretty sure Manny Badass Hero probably was on top of it on all the horror games. And Freaky Fetus. So there's a walking simulator where you get to stare at Norman Reedus' Keister TBH. Yo, that's pretty poggers. You should check Terminal 11. No! No! I'll watch gameplays of it though. And watch other people play it. Oh, I'm so sleepy. Oh, I still have so much art to do. Should do a horror watch. Oh, I'm so down for that. But like, okay, but if it's like a horror stuff, I would need someone. I know I would need someone to be with me too. So I need to like not only have you guys chat, but I also need to have someone next to me. Yeah, but I'm so down to doing a horror watch along. Maybe I should ask Shiki-senpai if we can do a horror movie watch along or something one day. Cause like sometimes me and Shiki and some friends we would like watch horror movies together. Oh, like a barbarian for horror watch along. Oh, at least I Spooktober considered 2D horror games were talking. Yeah, like I usually handle 2D horror games a bit better, so that's why I usually go for them a lot more. But I still can't handle 3D horror no matter what I do. Or these things that are a bit too immersive or jump scary. But even so though, I was still pretty bad with 2D horror. I was still pretty bad with 2D horror, except for like it was like Frambo or wait no, never mind. Now that the sound effects of like taking the pill still freak me. Never mind, I still suck. Play Doom 3 for October. I don't think I'm like a much of a Doom kind of person. So I'm not the four basic versus tutorial, yeah, baby. Yeah, four basic can do the tutorial. Look, it freaked me out, man. There was someone in the window. The Final Destination movies are a great beginner for horror movies because they're gonna happen more like a comedy. I see. Like, I still watch like horror movies and stuff, and I still enjoy them. It's just that I still need people around me. Like, I love horror content. It's just that I can't be too immersed in it. Otherwise, because like I have a very overactive imagination. And it fucks me over. Oh yeah, Signalis. Yeah, I saw that one. I don't think I would play it. I like watching about it and then seeing people's like breakdown of the story and everything. The issue is it not doesn't like horror things like not doesn't like yeah immersive horror. I don't like I am down for horror games if I can backseat someone. You know, like I don't want to be the one who's playing the game. I want to be the one who's like behind the person playing the game, being like, "Wait, why don't you go over there? You missed a spot." Oh my god, you didn't avoid the guy? What the fuck? Just hide. Oh my god, you should hide. See, I'm down for backseating. I mean, I can be such a good backseater. Well, not really good. I could be a really horrible backseater. Yeah, I'm the advisor. So I looked at what she thought was a demon. Yeah, no, it was. I watched it again. It was a fucking demon outside. Let's say now play through some beginner appropriate FPS, even though FPS is not being her favorite Euro being. It's the first time, for the first time, it was a blast watching. Oh, really? I'll see. And stuff. I think the best moment I was expecting was the nun's light broke. Oh my god. That was such a horrible timing. That was such horrible timing. That was like such shitty timing when my lights actually broke. And then, just when I was going to end the goddamn stream. Oh my god. Maxine, sorry about the ring stream. No, I would never do it to Sala. I would never. Solution for you to be collabing with other Prism Memory Horror games this October while Shiki Ludo actually plays? Yeah. I mean, I'm down for doing that. But I feel like, well, things. Okay, no. Actually, no. I don't want to do that. Like, if I do it, I want to do it to, like, a guy or something. I don't, like, I have too much respect to other females for me to, like, play with them. Because then I know that I'm going to be very annoying. And I don't want the girls to hate me. I don't mind if guys hate me. I don't mind if guys hate me, but, like, I don't want the girls to hate me. Because I know I'm very annoying. It's pretty punk time, depending on who you ask. Yeah. Yeah, girl boss recognizes girl boss. Yeah, Danny, maybe I can, like, backseat Danny. A guy, not have a guy. Was it as bad as the first question in the last Minecraft stream? Man, I don't even know, man. I know Danny backseating streamer. He got better with horror games. Last time I saw him, he's playing so many horror games. Look, that fucking bitch saying that he's bad with horror games. You fucking liar. About fanboys, it would be true. It has to be on VTuber. I can't be in a stream with someone who doesn't stream. It can't mess me up. It got better. It looks like it. I don't know. Well, okay. I don't really know. I just know, like from a lot of times when I go on Twitch and stuff, I always see him playing some sort of horror game, and I'm like, Danny, I see you. I see you got you getting immunity from this shit. You traitor. I thought you were a coward like me. You're a liar. Yeah, I just turns into liquid during that stream. If there's anyone better at horror compared to you. Man, I really wonder though. Cause I know like me, Naki, and Yura are really bad with horror. My big receiver broke, I'll be a PNG tour for a day. The thing is that like it needs to be approved by management. And most likely, like there's a lot of things that are involved before there's any sort of collapse. Time to craft for me tomorrow for whoever we're gonna be represented. Yeah. Yeah, all Gen 4 is really bad with horror. I think, like, well, Sara is, like, the most skilled and stuff. And she's better with control of, like, her fear than me and Naki, for sure. Yeah, you're as bad with horror? Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, you're a Gen 4 horror collab, because all right? I mean, I don't know, Yura's doing really good with, the back rooms, inside the back rooms game, like when she was doing a collab with Kason and people. Yeah, so I did finish running horror game too. Yeah, so it's not too bad. Yeah, true. Yeah, oh my gosh, she finished Outlast. Yeah, Soma shouldn't be too bad because it's a bit more psychological ish. But yeah, but man, Outlast is fucking. I hate Outlast. She screams so loud and peeing. Oh, you already did, or like, I saw it. I forgot. Like, you, wait, no, you already did peeing, right? Yeah. Why well, I say it's pretty good for people who are scaredies. Man. Oh, you're, yeah. I feel like Yuro would be probably a bit better with horror than I am. So that's just as often as a typical other girls. But man, that she does scream. Holy smokes, it's a death scream. It really hurts when she screams. Soma's pretty horror-y. It's just like out like for me, like the horror that like gets me a lot more is like the ones that where like you get chased down and stuff, and it gets pretty gruesome. No medicine. Fuck medicine. Oh, boba. Chase horror isn't scary to me. For me, it is. I hate anxiety. I already have enough anxiety. I don't need more anxiety from like a game. And she's up in low tier. Like I'm pretty shitty at horror games, man. I'm very, very shitty at horror games. The fact that you can go through some of them is like that's a lot more than I could do. Yeah, some person in Madison, what did I do? It was a Twitter account because they got jealous of they got jealous of sexy single burbs. Man, I couldn't even handle what was it? Untold Stories. Like Untold Stories is just like it. I fucked up. Like I left the minute they said get out, and it was only the text adventure-y part. It was to the closet. It got jealous. Naki has been to be pretty brave in London 2 recently. Yeah. Oh my god, Naki. I didn't. Okay, not like Little Nightmares, the original Little Nightmares was like not so bad. You know, like it was fine. I didn't know that Little Nightmares 2 was so much more intense. Panic when something is happening in a horror game, panic even more when nothing is happening. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm feeling for. Yeah, at least you finished watching the core. Yeah. It was the first Sally face streamer, her legs broke. Oh yeah. Oh my god. Oh yeah, well, it was a Sally face that where it happened. Man. I watched a YouTube horror YouTube series, like the one like the short movies sort of thing. It's like a like where they did recording, they did like videos and like and set up or like a horror game series. Yeah, it's gonna be less scary because of the beginning, but it gets really rough later. Yeah, oh my god, I didn't understand. I didn't know it was gonna be that intense. I was like, originally, I was like, oh, I wanna play Little Nightmares 2 as well, too. And then, like, after, like, Rei and Nyaki, and I was seeing those scenes, I'm like, Maybe not. Maybe I did not want to anymore. Oh, yeah, ARGs. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a bit of them. I don't think like I go too in depth with them. I usually like to watch analysis videos because I don't want to like go through the whole thing because I'm too dumb. Watch it. Sorry, something Tata would do again, honestly. Yeah. Thornoki Sala was perfect, man. I hate it. Oh my god. Yeah, it's like on second thought, nah. Like Nightmine? Oh, I don't know. I don't know like the names of them all, cause like I never really paid attention to like the actual name of what they are. I would like listen to like the documentary or like the like a compile all of the all the stuff. What was it? There was like I forgot if it was like an ARG or not. But there was like one where like. Something like a video, it was like a video game related one. That was like it was a story of like how it was developed and then like things happen and then like, you know, things get really freaky and stuff. For those who always actually define not always averse to horror, she is not so durable. It really expected that she'd be more like Life in Yellow Skinny than the guy with knife in the kitchen. Yeah, like In my debut, I even showed that like it, the thing is that like I'm scared of jump scares. You know, I get like very, very, very like I my ass clenches really hard when it comes to like anticipating jump scares and shit, man. Like I was like I got scared of watching Ali play that FMV game. I forgot which FMV game it was. She played like a horror FMV game, and I got freaked out over it. And like and then like I couldn't finish watching it, and there was like no comments and stuff to like for me to like look through and read through. And like I was watching the VOD. I wasn't like watching it live. And I was like it was to the point where like it's not for broadcast. I need to watch that one. It was like the other one. It was like some sort of like I forgot what the name is. It's like an FMV game that she played, where there was like webcams and stuff, and like the dad was like kind of possessed. That shit. Yeah. And then like I got freaked out. So then like I was looking through my friend list because it was like, you know, I want a possessed dad. Possessed dad. Yeah. My makes decent content, but his viewer wants to get on my nerves for a while, and he bounces, don't hug me, I'm scared of nonsense. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh no, not Simulacra. Simulacra is completely different. The it was Ali did the let me oh my god, the dog almost scared me. It was the one with the possessed dad. The possessed dad. Yeah, the cursed book. The cursed book and possessed dad. And stuff. Yeah, and the Cursed Island. Was it Nightbook? I think it was Nightbook. It seemed like it would be Nightbook. I'm missing that one. Yeah, it's really interesting. Definitely watch Ali's playthrough of it. I got too scared that like in the middle of it, I was like looking at my friend list because I was so invested in the story. Okay, I was so fucking invested in the story. I couldn't give up. So then I was like, I was like looking through my friend list, like who's awake during this time? I was like trying to message and like you know throw some bait around. And then finally a friend responded, and I was like, are you free? Are you free? I'm a bit scared, but I'm really curious on how it finished. And even though, like, it's just a VOD, my senpai's playing it, I can't finish it. And then, like, looking back, it wasn't that scary. It wasn't that scary, but yeah. Yeah. It wasn't called Possessed Dad, it was called Nightbook. But it had a possessed dad. Yeah, possessed dad. Sounds really scary. Yeah, very scared. But oh my god, I would probably would be. I still need to like. I only watched like a little bit of Iku's stream, but then like I got distracted. I forgot, or I got busy. Never mind, got busy. And I wasn't able to watch it all. And I was like, oh my god. Oh my god. Excuse me. Oh. Looks extremely derivative without lore. Is it okay, design scene. Look into it. It's more like a chill budget title. Cheap but made with passion. Yeah. Like it was oh, was it hilarious? I still need to like watch it. I don't really understand the game just yet, so I need to like watch like a gameplay of it eventually. I don't think I can even handle like those children horrors like FNAF and Gartina Bonbon or was it Poppy's Playtime and stuff? Can't I don't think I can even handle playing those games. Naki actually did like Poppy's Playtime, right? Like, oh my gosh, she's so brave. She's so brave. Yeah, somebody chased me. I would fucking panic. I would panic so hard. I wanna chill. I wanna chill. Freddy Fazbear is kind of hot, not gonna lie. There was like a, what was it? There's like this really cool animator who does like all these little animations based off of like a lot of those, and it's like it looks so cool. It's so cool. Can you hear the baboons making their way there? Yeah, here. Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't get it. What's up with kids and like being into horror nowadays? Like back when I was a kid, I can hardly even handle bloody stick figure. It's really another children-friendly thing. Environment, but it's pooping game. But again, it's not the game's fault. The genre is oversaturated. Plus, it's the genre of understand appeal. Yeah. Yeah, kids are built different these days. The chase away will put a lot of stress on you. Yeah, my little rabbit heart, it cannot handle it. It cannot handle the little my the pressure of it all. Oh my gosh. Kids have always loved horror. Have you ever read Grimm's? Oh yeah, original Grimm's fairy tales. Yeah. Oh my god. I love the original Grimm's fairy tales. But I didn't know that, like, but I didn't get, like, but I feel like, fairy tales, especially, like, the dark ones, kind of, like, hits different, like, because it's, like, back then, I didn't know that it was, like, spoopy and stuff until, like, looking back at it, kind of thing. Back in my day, now you're just showing. Look, I'm not the only one, okay? We're all getting old. Rabbits are scared of everything. It's a survival technique. True. Accurate. Back in our day, bloody blade text was horror. Yeah, exactly. They're so good. Kids haven't really changed. Some of them are susceptible to and squeamish, and some. But just like when I was a kid, actually, sequel almost like a challenge. Ah, I see, I see. Man, I cannot. I can't even. My God. Like, Happy Tree Friends scarred me, man. Was Happy Tree Friends supposed to be that Yeah, when you're a kid, you don't realize things can be horrifying. It's like looking back on a lot of things, like, why was that even a kid's show? Why did y'all make that into a kid's show? Why did y'all make that into, like, a fairy tale? I miss the YouTube screamer days, yeah. Happy Tree Friends. Yeah, the trauma, man. I have friends brag about watching Friday the 13th movie and stuff like that, like 9 or 10, stuff like that. Oh my god, yeah. I had friends who like talk about that and stuff too, and I was like, no, thank you. I will respectfully decline. Go to a mirror and say, no, never, never. Coward, oh my god, Courage the Cowardly Dog. I was so freaked out over it, man. I was so scared of Courage the Cowardly Dog. The 2000s curse block shock show and the internet back in the back. Yeah, it's like looking back at it, it was like, were the animes like on drugs or something? Because, like, how did they come up with all these really crazy stuff? I remember an episode named Ice Cold Lemonade. Ice Cold Lemonade. The trauma of Cuffy Car Video Give Me. Courage Fantastic. Man, I get like so freaked out because I think for Courage, I imagine myself in Courage position too much. Like, I would imagine myself being like, oh, like, so if I was Courage and I have to like defend my mom from like really all the bad stuff, it stresses me out. I think the reason why I didn't like Courage so much is because like it's a bit too like the dynamic is it feels a bit too relatable with like a shitty the shitty guy and then like the really nice what was it, Mariel or something, and then like and then Kurt is trying to like like love and protect her and stuff like that, and it's like that's a bit that hits a bit too close. Yeah, Houston's Yeah, and then it's like, man, if I had to like protect my mom, I don't know. If I can do it properly, I'm very scared. Yeah. Yeah, they're way too relatable. Grudge is based, yeah, even though he's terrible, he still saves them. Grudge, yeah, it's a really good message. It is a really good message. It's just a bit too relatable and I don't like it. That period in time was a cultural transitional period, and to me, a lot of early 2000s stuff ended up being very surreal, hence why it's mine now for a common nostalgia plus horror. Yeah. Yeah, our collection, they went, yeah, they're very relatable. You made a stream about oh my god. Oh my god. I cannot. I cannot. Oh my god. Like, can you imagine it being in a situation where, not only are you in danger, but like your loved one is in danger, and it's like how would you deal with that situation? Yeah, it's what people like, so they're not or just like it. I hate it because I don't, because then I imagine myself in those situations a lot more easily. Oh, Ed and Eddie is great. I love it. It's so like weird. It's so weird, but it's so good. I forgot what other cartoons were there. Man, there's so many good ones. Back in the day, do you guys remember like Shaolin Showdown? I shipped. What was it? I shipped the girl with like, I forgot which dude it was. So hard though. Characters obviously very surreal, but the whole point of the show is like a parody of horror, suspense, sci-fi fiction. I didn't see it as a parody. I didn't know about any parody because I didn't see actual horror, suspense, sci-fi fiction to begin with to see as parody. Oh yeah, Johnny Bravo, yeah, and Cow and Chicken. But yeah, that was like really surreal. I watched it because I was like really curious on how it was. My family were in danger. I asked my snarky comedian what to do, and he called me a nincompoop. Shaolin Showdown. Yeah, Shaolin Showdown was so good. For real, for real. Yeah, Kimiko. Oh my god, I love Kimiko. She's so cute. Yeah, Shaolin was like a proto avatar mixed with Jackie Chan Adventures. Yeah, I love it. Oh yeah, I did watch a lot of anime and Jackie Chan. I love anime and Jackie Chan, man. And I love, what was it? Her name, Jade? I love Jade. Which I even have a, oh, there's a PS2 game of it. Damn, I missed out. Jack's Spicer was a villain for real, for real. Yeah. The curse episode with Space Squid or I remember it hitting me in the heart. Oh, for real? I don't remember like too many episodes. Apparently Jack Spicer says we are very sexual following on Tumblr. Wait, what? I don't think I know about Jack Spicer. Oh, Jin and Kimiko is the same voice act. No wonder I love them. I'm a fan of Jade and Kimiko. Yeah. Oh yeah, I did too. Man, there's so many. Oh, there's so much nostalgia. Man, I miss a lot of the cartoons back in the day. Yeah, Cow and Chicken's way too mature for Cartoon Network. Like, what was it? I kinda got like a bit scared of like, what was it? Wasn't there like a thing where like the parents were actually just legs only or something? Jackie Chan Adventure was shockingly good and it was perfectly captured to action comedy. Yeah! Oh my god. And also like the animation is so good. It's so good. Oh my god, yeah, the Jimmy Neutron. I love Jimmy Neutron. Oh yeah, I am Weasel. I am Weasel. Man. Like I feel like I don't know. Did an like I feel like animation back then was so much more high effort. Like there was like they experimented. And stuff. I feel like most of the cartoons nowadays look kind of the same. Or at least like has a same similar aesthetic. Excuse me. Like back then they were experimenting with like a lot more with designs and stuff. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you only saw their legs. There's only two sets of legs and it was just over sexualized. Yeah. Horny boy cartoon. Yeah. They try stuff. They weren't really afraid of like trying out really weird shit. Yeah, hand drawn animation really hit different. That was before digital animation, that's why true. Anyone remember Ren and Stimpy, Ren and Chi Chow Mein? Oh my god, Ren and Stimpy. I watched like a little bit of it and I stopped. Maybe there was less pressure to put out true. Yeah, maybe there was like less pressure to put out a higher volume back then. Kalar's face and Kalar's style. Oh, then yeah. I think like I think I know what you mean by the Kalar's face and style. Yeah, every show wants to be like Steven Universe nowadays. Plus, oh my god, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. I love Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. I used to play like a lot of the little games, the web games online for it too. And then it was by someone who wanted to make mature cartoons. Oh, for real? I didn't really see that at all. Oh my god, yeah, Megas XLR. Oh my god, yes. Animations have become massively homogenized thanks to it being how art colleges teach. Yeah, that's probably a lot of what on why. It's like you can tell what the meta is right now in terms of art. I mean, art college is cool right now, so to say, yeah, man. Art college is just kind of like it's so expensive for what it is. Yeah. Oh, they did a dairy. Like what happened? Because like, I forgot like how far it really went and stuff. It's been like a long time. Everyone has a bean mouth. And that'll be $200,000 for your tuition, please. Yeah. Oh, Totally Spies. I love Totally Spies, man. Missing World Gumball is pretty goated, I gotta say. Yeah. I actually didn't get just to watch that much Gumball because, like, I think it was on, like, I couldn't find it on any channels and stuff. Look amazing time. Yeah, it was very high budget. Like Megas XLR, Totally Spies. Wait, what was the? There was something. Martin Mystery. Like they all look amazing, man. Totally Spies has like every fetish. I love it. Man, that's why I love Totally Spies so much. You have to punch me for pointing out there was a fetish show. Oh, really? Yeah, Martin Mystery was pretty dope, man. I miss Martin Mystery. Like I miss like the more mature looking way of like how they draw things and stuff. Where it's like a bit less cartoonish. Like it's still stylized, but it's still like, it looks a bit more mature. Oh, this was French? Yeah. Fat Clover. Oh yeah, I remember that episode. I never went through a major transition, equally big decline. Yeah, back in 2004, it never recovered, never returned for its former quality. Man, rip. Would you be about three? Clover. Clover's my favorite. What about you guys? I always had a crush on Clover from. Yeah, same! I also had a crush on Clover from when I was a kid! Yeah, maybe I should check out Totally Spies. Yeah, Totally Spies is pretty poggers, but I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, oh my god, I'm so mad when Teen Titans turned into Teen Titans Go. I gave up on that one. I miss Toonami and Saturday Night Anime on Adult Swim. Yeah, same. Toonami is goated, man. Sam, oh my god, Sam is still really great too. Amazing World Gumball is my favorite show. I love the animation and the references they put into the show. Yeah, man, they do it in like a lot of effort. I love it. Man, they need to put. I wish that there was like more effort put into things now. Wakfu, yeah, friendship. Oh, I heard about Wakfu, but I haven't seen it. Yeah, the cool man. Teen Titans was funny though. Yeah, it was like legit good. Yeah, it's just sad not to have Teen Titans. Yeah, you guys remember? Was it a Young Justice? I think was it Young Justice? Young Justice. Cause like I love that. I love that so much. It was like, did I get the name right? Yeah, Young Justice, Young Justice. I love Young Justice. Sam definitely, yeah. Sam is great. Like Sam is like my second fave, after Clover. Yeah, Young Justice is really, really good. It's so freaking good. I was so mad when they like ended it in and stuff. Like I forgot. I try to like follow things because they said that there was gonna be like another season and stuff, but then like I don't know if it ever happened or not. Generator Rex? Wait, it sounds familiar. Mandated small amounts of effort with maximum profits. Yeah, before you could even watch and play anything, enjoy the show. You gotta shift through the cash grabs and things to enjoy. Yeah. And our girl's long, flowing red hair. Fucking puggers, man. Wait, Jenner Rex sounds familiar. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Well, they only got a chance to watch, like, only a few episodes of it. It didn't really appear very often. Unless, like, it doesn't appear during the time when I was able to watch it. Yeah. Apparently, they brought him back, but they made it clickbaity and lame. Damn, rip. Yeah, DC got great cartoons, man. I really enjoyed it. A better anime stuff than Marvel, but their live action is like pretty bad. So yeah, I agree. Marvel does a better job with movies. Heard all of Paul Dini's DC superhero cartoons are fucking amazing. Yeah. Oh man, I love it. I wish that there was like, it would have been really cool. If they did like an animated series of like, the comic book versions based the animated versions based on the comic book and stuff. Because I really want to see like, Teen Titans, the comic book version, but like, laid out in an animated series. Because I know that got pretty dark, and I know that like, what is it? There's like a lot of things going on, and like a lot of the ship got wrecked and things like that. The comic was really cool. Like, it is so hard to find like certain old Teen Titans comics and stuff before. I remember like splitting it with my friends because we found like the comic on Starfire and Robin getting married, but then shit happened and stuff. They brought just like with Batman anyways. Like Marvel used to do a good job with live action movie. Rip. I don't know what happened. I haven't watched movies like lately, so I don't really know what happens to Marvel now. Although Spider-Man was good for Marvel, it was the closest thing we ever get to a Deadpool animated series. Yeah. I mean, at least there's like a Deadpool movie and Deadpool video game. I was a big fan of Deadpool. I used to like collect so many Deadpool comics. Did you ever see DC's Batman Beyond, Batman Future? Don't really watch the Batman series very much. I wasn't really big on Batman as a character. I was more interested in like following the other characters more so. Like I think in terms of DC, I follow, let's see, I think a lot of like the female characters and like, man, I need to like look at the list again. I kind of forgot, but Teen Titans is like I usually follow a lot more, especially in the comics too. Yeah, I think that was one of the earliest example of anime inspired Western cartoon. Yeah. Which is enough is very common trend now. Yeah. Man, they need to do that more often. I love it. I love how in depth it is. I mean, it'll be amazing because the corporate mandate, the show that has Batman but in high school and actually made something good out of it. Oh, for real? I need to I should try watching it. We saw apparently having bad ends. Oh, that's good. Yeah, like I love it when they actually go into the bad endings and stuff more. Yeah, Deadpool is great. Oh my god. Yeah. I like the question from DC. The Breaking the Fourth Wall is so good. Yeah, Justice League is really good. I like Justice League. I think that the thing about me is that like I like to watch animated series if they have like a really hot chick for me to follow. For me to look at. So that's why I think that's the main reason why I wasn't like super into Batman, because I don't get a chance to see like hot girls way too often. Like if it's like on Harley Quinn and stuff, then I love seeing stuff on her. And if they're whenever Poison Ivy's up and things like that. I'm not really that much into Catwoman though. But yeah. Yeah. Were you a Wonder Woman person or a Hawk Girl person? I was a Wonder Woman person, to be honest. Like I don't know. I have something with like girls with like slick back black hair and everything. I find it really hot. Batman Beyond has some gruesome Twilight Zone tier endings. It was great, man. I wish they continue doing that. It would have been really good, man. I want to see things to be like to follow more, with like more heavier topics. Yeah, I wasn't really into Catwoman. I guess because I like seeing hair. I like seeing hair and not like under a mask or something. Yeah, just like unlimited opening theme was pretty epic. Oh my god, yeah, it's iconic. Excuse me. Yeah, Catwoman and Harley are great, but overly masculine, overrated. Yeah, for me, like I actually still like Harley. I think, well, for me, I just like her design and stuff. I feel like her story could have been more deeper. But I don't think that there's really much to work with. Yeah. Ink-related episode of Batman Beyond, just trust behind it. There's some things I liked about Catwoman. I was not into the full latex jumpsuits that covered hair. Yeah, same, same. I think that's why I wasn't really into Catwoman, cause like I didn't really like, you know, full latex suit, sure, but if it covers the hair too. True, yeah. Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman is fucking hot though. Like the live action series with the actress is pretty hot. Yeah, at least Harley got more deeper stories these days. Yeah, she's like, yeah, she's super indie even though when not overused. Yeah, I agree. Do you see the Harley Quinn spin-off series? I have not yet. I heard about it though. I kind of stopped watching things in general after a certain point. Thinking of Teen Titans used to be Japanese theme for a lighthearted episode and an American theme for a dark episode. Oh, really? Oh. Oh, that's really interesting. Tim Burton movies, not. I actually haven't really seen that many Tim Burton movies, or much at all. I never got a chance to. When it comes to movies, usually I didn't get a chance to watch most of them because I didn't get a chance to. Because I don't really go to movie theaters very much and stuff. Since like my parents couldn't really like afford it, and I can't like just like bother them to like watch movies. Go to the movies and watch them with me. And if they don't like show up on like television eventually, then I usually miss them. Yeah, I didn't even get a chance to watch Nightmare Before Christmas either. I need to watch YouTube breakdowns of comic arcs to keep up. Batman Who Laughs is epic and brutal, by the way. Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. I love watching like YouTube breakdowns of like comic arcs. It's so much more easier to keep track of. Because Japanese lyrics are about them being teens and American lyrics are about them being titans. Oh! Oh, that's really interesting. Oh, that's like a really interesting take. The first one was an age well. Memory Return seems to have aged a lot better and in large part thanks to Danny DeVito. Oh! Oh, that's really interesting. I didn't know about that. I didn't like, I still didn't really follow much on the Batman series. I kind of miss it. I kind of miss watching like cartoons and stuff. Black Cat from Spider-Man is better because you can see your hair. I agree. I agree. It's like I like seeing hair and overly sexualized women. I am a part of the problem. I'll admit that. So like, not even watch Nightmare Before Christmas as a teenager probably would have turned her into a cringe copy. The Birdman movies are better, but also less entertaining from the Shoemaker Bat the Bat Nipple, Bat Nipple movies. Do you watch anything now, Anon? Not really. Right now, like I did finish reading Oshinoko. Because like I watched the first episode of it, and I was like, oh my god, it's so good. It's so good. And then, so now I read all the manga because I couldn't wait for the next episode and stuff. And I kind of like put myself behind schedule to do it. That's the reason why I cut two of my arms. Actually, exactly. I am the reason. I am a part of the problem. Yeah, problem. So one time I had a pretty thirsty girl. Oh, really? Now don't work yourself to death. No worries, no worries. I still got like, you know, that break of like binging on things. I have like no stopper. If I were to like get obsessed with something, then I would go ham on it until I can't anymore, until something stops me. Like there's no way in form that I can continue. Like I would search for like anything that would happen. I would even pay for whatever shit just so that I can get my curiosity like satisfied, and stuff until like there's absolutely nothing left, and then I can like let go. Yeah, so it's like a blessing and a curse. Yeah. Oh my god, it's like my hyper fixation and stuff. Yeah, I'm just like Pappy for real, for real. He doesn't stop, he just goes. Yeah, can't stop, won't stop. Yeah, like but I need to be like interested in something. Like for me, I go by the extremes. Either I get extremely hyperfixated on something and then like and won't stop until like until I do it and finish it, and until something stops me, and then like or like I get it doesn't pique my interest, and then I will completely forget about it and stuff. Yeah, Teen Titans earlier. Who's the best girl? Okay. Oh, best girl for Teen Titans. Like I really like I find Starfire hot. I also find Raven hot. So I wasn't very into Taro though. But Starfire and Raven are like my top. But I think I do like Starfire a little bit more though. Say Raven? Yeah, Raven's really hot. Man, the golf man, like I feel like the animators back then had great taste with goth girls. And they need to have no amount of regular enemies of that in most cases. Well, the thing is that like it's either 0 to 100. So like if I were to like not be interested in something, I cannot get myself to do it. It feels like as if my whole body is telling me no. So it's really, really hard to. It's not like I can pick and choose. It gotta like pique my interest and then and stuff. Guys, spread eggs by spreading layers. Yeah, boy. No, Jinx. Oh, yeah, Jinx is really cute too, actually. I forgot about her. You watch Avatar? Oh, of course I watch Avatar. I love Avatar. I read The Last Airbender, right? Cartoon Starfire. Yeah. Cartoon, yeah. It's Teen Titans Cartoon Starfire is very different than comic Starfire. I was, like, into Red Hood and the Outlaw. Because like, have you guys ever seen like the pictures of Red Hood and the Outlaw and like Starfire? How Starfire looked on there? Oh my god, she looks so hot. And I only read Red Hood and the Outlaw because I love Starfire. And then they changed it. They changed the artist. They were like, "Oh, Starfire looks too sexy, looks too sexualized and stuff." She's like, and then they changed it all, and then and she looks lame later on. Like now it's USJ. I can see that. Not into their fixation. I'm interested. Yeah. Everyone is nice. Because there was something really, really hot about Slade. True. True. Slade does have like that really dark, mysterious side of him. My buddy's a huge comic book guy and says that Titans cartoons was unironically an improvement on the comics. Oh, really? Yeah, the kids try to comment up their cartoons. So why aren't these fun, happy? Yeah, there is very, very different. The comics are so different. Yeah, like the cat girl from Teen Titans in Tokyo movie. Oh yeah, I forgot to look about the cat girl. Like I see an image of femboy Slater, him blushing. Man, imagine that the Gamma. Yeah, wait, how old is Starfire in the cartoon? Yeah, it was Slate a teen too? Sounds like, yeah. Sounds like what Twitter users would say, yeah. I said the word was it, yeah. These fiction, no women are attractive. Oh no, how horrible. I said probably do fix the hot, yeah. So it's a, oh, it's a canonically gray-haired Oji-san? Oh, interesting. Yeah, man. Man, wait, let me see if I can find like the picture of Starfire. Like Starfire in the comics, like the reason why she's like tends to be a bit more scantily clad, because it has always been a thing. Starfire is always like scantily clad, and that's because like it's a part of like her backstory. But man, like the artist for like the beginning of Red and the Outlaw is so good. It's so good. Like, which one was the? Who was the artist for? They've been hurt so amazingly. There was like a beach scene that I like greatly enjoyed. I feel like if you look up like Red and the Outlaws and Starfire, you can see what I mean. I feel like. Now what happened to Starfire is 100% the trend of all comic book world for the past 10 years. They have blood money the whole time. They don't wear clothes in the home, yeah, in their home planet. I kind of was like a hot as a kid when I woke up and saw the comic one. Yeah, I know, right? Oh, God, the comic one is like, if you ever want to see Starfire as an adult, fuck yeah, man. It's pretty poggers. There's a reason manga and manhwa webtoons have consumed most of the comic market. Yeah, what's the Teen Titans ending? I can't remember being generic slice of life animated. I forgot how the ending was like, actually, too. For. Get your words and deeds if you question the reason why Starfire's costume. I agree. I agree. Oh my God. She had like a really nice bikini scene. Like, okay. Let me see if I can like. Find it. How do I share this? If I were to copy and paste this, would this like work? Let's see. Is it. Does this work? Can you guys see the picture of that one? Yeah, heroes and heroines have simple and more, yeah, conventionally attractive people. Yeah, right? Yo, right? Right? Like I'm that's why I read Red Hood the Outlaw, because I saw this! I saw this! Yeah, right. I'm telling you, that's why I got interested. That's why I got interested. And then like here's like another let's see, where is it? Like, where is it? Okay, here. Wait, does this work? Here's like another one. And I close it because it doesn't work. Yeah. Yeah, oh my God. It's like it's pretty like, you know, it's a lot of skin. It never ties anymore. Yeah, there's God, she has bazongas. It's so hot. So hot. The Starfire is so hot. And they changed it! Yeah, like eventually you'll see that they changed it, and it's so stupid. It's so freaking stupid. And I love that artist, whoever painted it. Yeah, the hair is so flowy and so good. It's so hot. It's so hot. open image, new tab. Let me like see if I can like send you guys another like. Ah, where is it? Where'd you guys go? Okay. Like the comic books, like front pages are also really, really nice. Yeah. Just everyone else gonna growl, yeah. We don't work in the children's show, but you know. Fuck, man. It's so good. Oh yeah, better send me one picture of a hug. Please be sure of it. So dirty, so work is so right. Yeah. Like it's so that's the only reason why I was reading Red Hood and the Outlaws, man. Cause I was so into Starfire. I was obsessed with Starfire because of this. Yeah. Why is that Starfire have Dobby Mommy Energy Doll? Because she do. That's how the comic Starfire is. Not sure chat sexy the Twitter space, yeah. Right? Like I think the first few series of Red Hood and the Outlaws, like it's so good. It's like the art is absolutely amazing. Amazing. It's so good. It's so good. Oh my god. Like I forgot which scene it was, but I know that she was also in this scene too. As well, and then like does Sarah have an even hot? Yeah, she does. Like her sister is hot. Oh my god, Darkfire. Let me see. There's also a comic of her too. Where is it? There was like, where's the comic cover of her and her sister? Oh, here it is. Oh yeah, oh my god, Arrow. I remember Arrow watching Arrow as well too in the Flash on Netflix. Yeah, Blackfire is just like, ugh. Blackfire is just so hot. Like, is that my favorite worst to like? The comic is just like, this is so hot, man. Right? Oh my god. The artist for it is so good. The art, like, whoever did the art for this is like, ugh. I love their work. I love their work so much. Yeah, I'm nervous already. Right? What a heavy culture Pixar Starfire she has in her arsenal. I'm like just looking through Google and stuff. Oh, I see another thing. Another scene. Like, so I can get a bit of her behind. I think like the, wait, is it? Okay, good. I think it should still work. Did you have a link store anywhere? Like, no, I just like looking up Google of her and like getting all the pictures and sending it over. And the boys are like, no, I must put this insanely hot. Insists were happening. And when they recast our parts up from Phoebe's race, Swamp Girl in the show, it looks like she's, man. Well, there's a show. Yeah, she got cake. She got cake. Like, they know what they're doing. I think, like, originally, I was, like, very into comic book style art and stuff. So I had like a very Western. I think I went from like being like trying to study and doing a lot of like more comic book esque, Western comic book esque stuff, and then like swapping over to doing like semi realism with like League of Legends stuff, how they do art on there, and then swapping over to like anime. It's like my art journey. That's what it's all about, right? There's Last Action Hero Titan. Oh, let's try to be edgy. Oh, rip. There was a show you don't know, remember, because nobody remembers because it was garbage. Rip. Rip. I don't think I ever saw it. So, thank God. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. Man. Oh, sad. I love Starfire. She's so hot. Well, I probably should like wrap things up soon, 'cause like I think I want to take a nap before my meeting before I continue working. Yeah, what does Adult Raven look like? I don't know. I don't think I follow Raven in the comics very much. Let me see. Teen Titan, because I couldn't find very much of her, but I find a lot of like Starfire stuff at the comic book store that I have in comics. Oh, I found something. Du-du-du. Yeah, at least you're aware of your meeting. This, yeah, at least I am aware this time. First of all, I'll like share Raven in the comics. But they like, I feel like in a lot of the comics they kind of hide her hair, which I don't like. I like it when I can see her hair. Yeah, gotta have some really nice dreams. Because people are really let's make them look nothing like they used to. They act nothing like they used to in Kalimun. Oh my God, yeah, it's like big rip, man. Yeah, just eyes on your eyelids for a hair, true. Yeah, the thighs. Right, the latex. Man, I highly recommend the comics. They're really fun. I was actually pretty into Hawkeye too in the comic series. Like the Hawkeye comics. I only checked out one though, the first volume. I didn't get enough money to like check out the rest. But Hawkeye was like a pretty interesting character, I feel. It was really fun. Raven's mama type? Yeah. I think like in a lot of like the comics, they kinda like hide her hair though. And I wish that they show more of her hair. That's like my main thing. It's just like a lot she's just like a lot more hooded. Like over me myself. Oh, yeah. One of four people. Oh, who like Hawkeye. Who is arguably necessary for Raven's design? Is it makes her resemble ancient mean also a bird-like motif in the flame flies. Yeah, it's true. It's also kind of necessary for her design. But man, I do like my sex appeal though. Like a lot of like the other comic book, it kind of hides her hair though, and it's like mostly hood. So it's just like a hood and skin tight bodysuit. Follow Deadpool comics religiously. Yeah, I used to follow Deadpool comics religiously. I remember like I had to like cut down on comics because they were getting really expensive. So the only ones that I had like stored and saved for me was the Deadpool, any Deadpool comics and Red Hood. And the Outlaws. But then I think eventually, I think Starfire wasn't really a part of it at a certain point, and I stopped. I follow Red Hood and the Outlaws for sexy Starfire. Like Udon and Deadpool comic from a long time ago. Oh, I didn't see that one. Yeah, it's so expensive. It gets so expensive, man. My Crime Syndicate, just like all. terror. Interesting. Yeah, I love like the villain stuff. Yeah, prices are so crazy. Where do you rate them online? Because I want to rate them online too. I still read a lot of my stuff too. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah. I'm so glad to hear you appreciate prioritize hair being visible and preferably long, flowing, beautiful. So we don't care. You have a preference taste, you know that? Yeah, boy, you know it. Like that's why I watch a lot of people because I like how hot they look. I watch a lot of things for like the hot ladies, and then they have the hair. It's like, man, that's the hair is sex appeal. Yeah, but yeah, you wanna share? You wanna share? Comixology, you don't like privacy? True. Yeah, I use Comixology at one point too, but I got very poor. I mean, unless they can sponsor me. Yeah, what if they're bald? Depends on how they do it. Cause I think like Storm, some of like Storm's designs, can be like kind of bald at times, but it looks so good still. Like it gotta like have like that certain like sleekness to it. If they're gonna go bald. Or like, you know, like there's like a lot of ways to make it look good. Right? Hair flow actually kill it, right? Twin, trigger not one video can twist it. Yeah, Storm's hot. Oh, you hate bald Storm? I feel like that's the only like in terms of like people being bald, that I think Storm pulled it off pretty well. Out of everyone. I feel like I really love like the dark skin and like the really light hair and then like the contrast it does to it. I still prefer her with like long hair and everything, but like Ball Storm still works. It still works. Miss back her hair. Sorry, is her best when her hair is yeah, full Saiyan. Yeah. I love her hair at the longest is still the best. Don't get me wrong. I still prefer her over long hair. But in terms of people who can pull off bald, Storm can pull it off. Yeah, two looks through the Yeah, contrast creates focus. Storm's the best way hair is full super saiyan. Yeah, blowing in the wind. Yeah. Like I feel like there's like I love the elegance of like her long white hair blowing in the wind and all that stuff. Cause it gives like such a great thing going on. But yeah. But I don't know if I can really see any other characters as bald. I think the only person who can like do it is Storm. Could you pull up bald? No. 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 I don't think I could. Okay. I need to. I need to wrap it up soon so that I can take a nap before I work and stuff. Yeah, ISP is still a bit scuffed. The Nano would look great, Paul. Thank you. Man. Alright, now check out X-Men Revolution sometime. Some great reboot IP and some great redesign of classic character younger people. Oh, for real? Yeah, this is a recorded space. This should be recorded space unless I fucked up. I don't really know because I kind of like, you know, it's. I'm still very new to Twitter space. Yeah. Yeah, gotta dream of a hot milky starfire. But yeah, thank you everyone for hanging out with me. And I hope to see you all tomorrow. If like my interest should be good by then, right? Like they can't like fuck it up for 2 days in a row, right? Or 3 days in a row, right? It's a Val oh yeah, I have Valheim's collab with Nyaki tomorrow. Oh, I really hope so. What kind of requirement? Oh, I would require my internet out, but we'll see. We'll see. If anything, though, maybe I can like lessen my load by like having Naki POV or only instead. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, I think there's space. Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you everyone for watching, and I'll see you all next time. And also, Nana, bye bye. How do I get out? Oh, there you go.